Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, I'm Glovina Williams, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show again. I'm very grateful that you are here with me today, this evening, this afternoon, wherever you are in the world. I just want to say, you know, the more that we allow the word, you know, the inspired word of God and other positive readings or things that we may listen to or watch, is, you know, the more we allow it to nourish our souls, the greater our strength becomes, because our mindsets begin to align and attune with the inspired word of God or the positive readings or things that we're watching that or listening to that's nourishing our soul. You know, we begin to become aligned with that. And this is what can transform our thinking, and it causes our attitude shift. I mean, just take a moment and think about it. It transforms. It changes. A metamorphosis can take place, and it begins to transform our thinking, and it causes our attitudes to shift toward hope, planning, and then achieving our predetermined goals, whatever it is, you know, so that we can fulfill destiny. This is, and this is part of why we're here with this podcast right now, so that we can begin to transform and move forward. And even if this is really what I want to focus on in this episode, if you notice, I entitled it Location, Location, Location. It's really like a real estate term, you know. It's like that's premier, the location of a particular property. Location, location, location. And I entitled it that because many of us are at points in our life where it looks like we're revisiting the same places. And you may feel like while you're revisiting that you're not really making progress. You know, and I want to pause for a moment and say that things will never be the same, even the places that we are revisiting. They may look the same, but they're not the same. And if you're revisiting places that have really ended, you know, it's ended. You know, it's like having a new job, but you keep going down the same road trying to get to the new job. So things will never be the same. In some cases, in some particular situations, we need to cease from going down the same street to get to a new location. Now, the old way, I'm talking about a way that has ended, it may get us eventually where we need to be, but we may be wasting valuable time. So try something new. Yeah, read something new, listen to something new, take some new actions, or go back and even listen to the podcast we did on listener technique. That's pretty good too. But so I'm really taking us to a place in this podcast about location. And some of us have been revisiting some particular mountains in our life long enough, you know. And then on the other side, I want to flip it, you can go to the same mountain and it is the right place to be. And I don't, it's not confusing. Some mountains we've been on long enough. I can kind of sense some of you saying, I got it, Glovina. But there are some mountains that it's okay to revisit. Remember, today our title is location. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, because when we're on a mountain, we don't normally just jump from mountain to mountain. What do you mean? So it's not just because that's a great leap. That's a great leap. Often when we go from one mountaintop experience to another, there's normally a track. There's some walking, a motion involved in moving in a particular direction. I'm trying to paint a picture here. Even sometimes in moving from one location to the other location, there perhaps may be some valleys, some low points, in order for us to get to the higher places. Yeah. And sometimes we visit previous low points or valleys. And this is where we recognize that we have experience in that area. We're talking about location, and we're going somewhere with this. So, but when you find that you are visiting high areas again or low areas again or high locations, because we're really speaking about emotional experiences, educational experiences, it can be financial, it could just be experiences of life, we are now more enhanced. Hey, here we go. When you visit a location again, you're not the same person. Emotionally, physically, experientially, things have really changed. It may be the same location, but you're not the same. Remember, Moses had his first experience on the backside of the mountain, and it was unlike his other experiences on other mountains. Remember, he went to Mount Sinai, known as Mount Horeb. But these were profitable experiences for him. So listen at this. You may return to the same location, the same place, the same experience, but it's really not the same. I can simply say it. It may feel the same, but we have to come into the awareness that I'm not that same person anymore. Why? Because in many respects, I've grown. I have experience. My emotions perhaps have been enhanced. Maybe my educational level is different now. If I can use the example, it's like watching a movie a second or third or even a fourth time, perhaps. You know, the first time you watch the movie, you don't have a lot of knowledge about it. The first time you have an experience in life, you don't have a lot of knowledge about it. But when you watch that movie a second time, you now have knowledge. You know what's going to happen. You know why it's going to happen. You even perhaps may know where it's going to happen and why it should happen. It is the same. It can be an analogy with our own life. We may be repeating some events or experiences in our life, but it's really not the same. Location. Maybe the same location, maybe in the same time frame of our life. However, we're different now. So we have to put on our thinking caps, and sometimes putting on a thinking cap simply means just slowing down your pace and recognizing that this may be the same location, but I'm not the same person. And now I can make a decision on how I need to operate better in this circumstance than I did before. Or do I need to be in this circumstance or this location this time? Yeah. And I'm going to add this. If it's a profitable experience, you may want to go back to that location and profit again. I'd like to share a little story with you. As most of you know, I grew up in Chicago, Illinois. And at one period of my college experience, I attended a college in Normal, Illinois. Now, this was during a time when the speed limit of 55 miles per hour was strictly enforced. So I want to add that to let you know it wasn't really so much a difference in the speed limit. But it would take me initially, when I was getting to this location initially from Chicago, it would take me by car about 3 hours. But as time went on and as I repeated this trip going from one location to the other location, it seemed that the time shortened. Yeah, same departure point, same destination in mind, but the time was less than before. Honestly, it was. Where at one time it took me about 3 hours, pretty soon I could do this trip in 2.5 hours. Now, bear in mind, I was, you know, it was a different time and place, but I could do this in less time now. Remember, same departure point, same destination, but the time was less. Why? Because I knew the way. I knew the bends in the road. I knew the twists and the turns. I knew the curves. I knew the landmarks. In other words, I had the experience of knowing. Now, you too, and I as well. You and I, we now have the experience of knowing some things. Remember, your aim or my aim was sure when I would take these drives from Chicago to Normal and then from Normal back to Chicago, my destination was clear. You're clear about your location, and guess what? You may be returning to some locations again, but even though it may be the same location, it may not take you as long. Yeah, because you have experience, various types of experience, and you can arrive in less time if we will become aware that I'm smarter now, I'm more experienced, I have experiential knowledge. It could be other things that have changed about you. Only you can begin to collaborate and bring those things into proper positioning so that you can see I don't have to keep spinning my wheels, even if you're going to the same location. You know how to get there now. You don't have to wonder. Remember, I did a short analogy of when we see a movie. When we see it the second time, we have more answers. We're looking more keenly. We know the end of the story if we didn't go to sleep, right? So experience can lessen hesitation. Uh-huh. It can reduce wasted time. It can reduce even anxiety. You fill in the blank. It can remove even frustration. It can eliminate impatience and the like. Because the same place or the same location often is not the same place and the same location when we return. Because basically, in many cases, we're actually talking about something that is abstract or invisible, really. We're talking about those experiences in our life that make up our life. The place is not the same. The location now is not the same when we return because we're not the same. If I can share another story with you, some of you may be very, very familiar with it. You know, Jesus prayed 3 times. He was in the Garden of Gethsemane, which is located in Jerusalem. Some say it's on the Mount of Olives. But the third time, when he went back to the same location, he said, "Not my will, but thy will be done." Same place in the natural. But he was a different person, a different, what I mean by different person, a different perspective. And often it is like that with us. We're going to the same place, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically. But we're not the same person. So we can, my beloveds, respond differently. Things that may trigger memories or that may trigger behavior that you don't want to continue, when you go there, remember, I'm not the same person. I'm stronger. I know the end of this story. I know why it may be happening. I know where it may have happened, but guess what? I'm different. I'm better. I'm enhanced. Because when Jesus went to the garden, it was really on the night of his betrayal. He went to the garden to pray. He had just finished. He had just had his last, listen at this, my beloveds, his last earthly meal with his disciples. And he was really kind of letting them know, you know, he hinted that there's something about to take place. And he even said boldly, "One of you right here with me, you're going to betray me." So this is what I'm saying. When Jesus went to that garden, he was more experienced. He had more knowledge. Yeah. And he went there. We know the story. What he had thought, it surely did come to pass. Excuse that noise in the background. You know, so location, location. Yeah. And how long was Jesus at this location? How long are you going to be at this particular location? Remember, I gave you an example of it used to take me a longer period to drive from Chicago to Normal, Illinois. But once I knew the way, my time was shortened. You're picking up on where we're going here. So sometimes, you know, we ask those underlying questions. The behind-the-scene question, how long is it going to take? Sometimes we know. So we can plan ahead. So when you have the information, you can plan ahead. Jesus prayed for an hour. How do we know that? They didn't have watches then, you know, not as we know at least. He didn't, you know, he didn't look at his cell phone to see, you know, what time it was. He said, you know, remember when he came back, he said to his disciples, "Now we're in the garden." And Jesus told his disciples, he said, "I'm going to go pray. I'm going to go a little ways away from you to another location, 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 and I'm going to pray. But I want you to stay at this location, 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 and I want you to pray." When he came back, he said to them, "You couldn't even pray with me for 1 hour?" So we know Jesus prayed about an hour. They didn't have clocks, but they had a good estimate of time. Just like you can say, if someone may say to you, "How long did it take?" And you may say, "Well, I think it was about 15 minutes. So Jesus said, "Hey, you couldn't even wait for me for 1 hour? You couldn't pray with me?" That's the first time. He returned back to the same location to pray. He prayed the second time. I don't know, the length of prayer was sufficient enough that his disciples fell asleep again. But Jesus went back with a different attitude, same location, understand, but he was different. And he went there. Initially, he came with anguish. Yes. He said, "God, would you please remove this cup from me? If it's possible," he asked God that, because the cup symbolized God's wrath. Jesus knew that the cross would bear some physical, emotional, and spiritual pain, but it was only through this that the world would be saved and set free. Now, location, location, location. Maybe you're returning to the same location again. But this time, can you come to that location totally submitted, not thinking it's going to be like it was before, but it's either going to be better, you're going to make a decision that I don't want to return to this place again, I'm stronger now, I'm wiser now, and I'm going to move forward. Yes, and forward could be simply accomplishing some of those things that, as I always say, that you've put on the back burner. Jesus, with the same location, but with a different attitude. Yeah, I know. Sometimes we don't really think of the Savior of the world in context like that. But he did. He asked God, is there any other way that I can do this? Can I accomplish this assignment any other way? And when you return to those locations, ask God, what can I do different, God? And then accept the answer and have the faith and the boldness to step out on faith and do what needs to be done in order for you to accomplish it. What am I saying? We're going to be the importance of time alone with God. Get to that location, location, location. And when you come to that place alone with God, you're not the same person. You're the same person, but you know what I'm saying. You're more experienced, my beloved. You've gone through some things. You've got some notches on your belt, as they say. You have some experience and some knowledge and some understanding and perhaps better skills and abilities to move forward. The importance of that location of being alone with God. In the recesses of your mind. Yeah. Because God will answer your prayers in his own way. Just for you. You know, when I spend time in that location with God, I expect to receive answers. And sometimes they don't come immediately. But I still come with a spirit of expectation. And then sometimes I have to incorporate patience to wait for the answer from God. And it comes in often surprising ways. I'm surprised. And God will provide you strength to go through whatever it is you're going through. He will. Yeah. So, location, location, location. Yeah, location, location, location. So, instead of fear, come to a new location of fearlessness. Instead of faithless, come to the location with a new attitude of I am full of faith. Yeah. There are times when all of us do feel a little bit of fear. I know I do. But let's step out of being afraid. Let's trust God. And let's press through, because courage, my beloved, will defeat fear every time. So, hey, the more we allow the inspired word of God and other positive readings and listenings and things that we watch, I mean, it could be on social media, it nourishes our souls. And that doesn't mean we just hang out at social media all day. But our strength gets greater because our mindset begins to align and attune with the inspired word of God, the positive readings, the things that we listen to or watch. And this is what transforms our thinking, my beloved, causing our attitudes to shift toward hope, toward faith, planning, and achieving our predetermined goals. Yeah. Location, location, location. You may be returning to the same location, but you're not the same. Recognize it and operate in that new you with that new renewal of your faculties. Don't operate the same when you know that you're better now. Not better than anyone else. We're talking about the individual now. You're better now. Yeah. Because I'm going to read a quote from Marion Williamson. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You're a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We're all meant to shine as children do. We're born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. You may go to a new location. You may be at the same location. But guess what? You're not the same. You're the one with the transforming power. I want to let you know I'm so grateful that you joined me on this particular podcast. I want you to check out my website. It's Dr. Glovina, that's with two I's, drglovinaministries.com. Check it out. Check out my new website. I want to shout out to Kevin. Kevin, I want you to know I'm praying for you. Marie, I'm praying for you. Beatrice, Miss Beatrice, I'm praying for you. Hi, Latorsha, Fabio, Nikki, amazing young entrepreneur, Ernestine and Bolingbrook. Hi, how are you doing? Stephanie and Antonio, hello. Hi, Sheila. Hello, Cynthia. Thank you. Oh, I want to say hi to the Ailers. Keep up the good work. Courtney Isaiah, congratulations. You know the congratulations I'm talking about. Hi, Judy and Betty. Enjoy the beach. Hey, TLC, reaching out to you. I want to say hi to Dr. and Reverend Coley. Hello. And I want to say hello to the Morelands. I want to shout out to my beautiful mother today, my absolutely fabulous aunts. And I want to also shout out to Sean and Carolyn. I want to say hi to Marlon and Cheryl. Hello, Steven, Nico, Allie. Hello. Hello to all of you. I want to say hi, Jordan, Jesse. How about Kayla, Lauren? Keep up the good work, all of you. I'm proud of you. Tandana, I'm sending you some special, special love today. I want to say that I love you all. I want to shout out today. I don't want to forget any of you. I want to say hello to my brother Robert, and I want to say hi to my sister Jewel and Beatrice. And hey, I want to say hi, Omo. I want to say hello to Dominique in San Diego. Hi, Terry and Velma. I want to say hi to Arnold and Courtney. I want to say hi, Anthony, Kiafa. Have a great, great time and catch as many fish as you can. I want to say hello to Roslyn in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, I want to shout out to Collegiate Training Institute as you prepare to go to West Africa to enlighten and enrich and inform and teach the women there. Hi, Yuji and Michiko, Pastor Linda. Hi, I want to say hello to Dr. LaRusha and Dr. Randall Kane. Hello. I want to say hello. Did I say hi to Judy? Hi, Judy, Jamaica. I want to say hello to you. I want to say hi to Joy in Texas and beautiful grandbabies. Hi, Denise. And I say hello today to the Sullivan family. I want to say hi to Yvonne and Danville. Margareta, hello. Enjoy, 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 enjoy. Hi, Gracie and Dina. Hello. I know you're listening today. I want to say hi to Cynthia. Hey, hi, Reno. How are you guys doing today. My military members, I love you. I'm sending you a big, big kiss. I love you. And if I didn't call your name, it's not because I don't love you and I'm not thinking about you. I want to shout out to all of you today. You're supernaturally anointed by God. Come on, whatever location you're in, make the best of it. You are the apple of God's eye. And guess what? I love you. And at your new location, take peace, prosperity, and be sure to take the Holy Spirit with you. I love you so much. Have a beautiful day, a beautiful evening, wherever you are in the world. God bless you.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.